Treatment is burdensome, cumbersome, but also revealing. Yeah, chapter 1001. Get perspiry reading her diary. Now you'd be surprised the percentage of women that keep diaries, and you'd be even more surprised the things they write about in that bad boy. Well, you're sitting at the office and there is something sweet that works out, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I gotta have a ice, but I want this to be right. I want this to be perfect because this is top of the gram. I mean, this is USDA inspected prime stuff. Ah, babe, wait. Well, one day, when she's near your desk and you're talking on the phone, make believe you're having an argument with someone. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, bang, and then slam down the phone. She'll look at you, you look at her and go, oh, I'm sorry. And just talking to my roommate. Can you believe the slime ball was reading my diary? I mean, something as personal as that. Nobody should read a person's diary, and I can't believe it. He says he's borrowing a pair of white socks. He had a softball game, and he goes, my drawer of white socks, finds my diary, reads it. I have some personal things in there. Do you keep a diary? If she says yes, sweet. You can both sympathize with each other on how to keep a diary personal. Now that you know she's got the diary, you go to the employee register, find out her address. One morning, you say you're going to be late and you have a doctor's appointment. 9 o'clock, you go to her place and break in. Let yourself in the door. Make a beeline for the diary. You know exactly where it is because she's told you. You know, you said, well, I keep mine in my sock drawer. She'll say, well, I keep mine. You go right there. Take that bad boy out and sit down on the edge of the bed for a second and thumb through that bad boy. Find out all her fantasies, her dreams, her thoughts about the ideal guy, things guys have done she hasn't liked. You know her like the back of your hand in 5 minutes' time. Put the diary back. Maybe tear out a few pages? Tear out a few pages of something very revealing? And put the diary back. Maybe sweep off some of the loose change of her dresser. What the hell? You're in there for breaking and entering anyway. Might as well get coffee out of the deal. And then slip out of her place. Now, the next time you see her at the office, you can say things like, call me crazy, but you know, I would like nothing better than just a bottle of cheap wine, a loaf of bread, and a walk on the Titan Basin about 2 a.m. She'll say, you know, it's the damnedest thing, huh? That's my fantasy. Oh, really? You know, and you just start recounting her fantasies. Every now and then, you know what I hate? I hate when someone, you know, lights up a cigarette immediately after hopping the ghee. I mean, there you are in the sweet bliss, and right away you got smoke coming in your face.
So, geez, I hate that, too. I never really had we had such in common.
You say, you know, I never realized it either. Tell you what, let's make that title base and walk tonight.
Well, needless to say, knowing what you know, a snarling, gnarling will be a fait accompli in no time at all. Knowing full well her most intimate thoughts and desires, you'll be able to please like a pro. But you say, Grease, you're violating the most basic rule of Abba-Bungi. I mean, she's at the job. You work with her. When the relationship turns sour, I think, no, it's no problem. Remember, you ripped off those two or three revealing pages out of the diary. Yeah, when things start turning sour, just photocopy those bad boys and leave them lying around the office. She won't want to show her face. It's the right.